Greetings. I have several things for you today, starting with the great joy of I got a postcard again. Isn't this wonderful? Another return postcard, this time to Gloria Jane. I have a photo from 2020 of my girl, and you are not in it. How are you? You are very much missed. You are loved by your dad, who wants to hold you. Love, Dad. And of course, this was denied to my Gloria Jane, wasn't it? So right now, I'm assuming she doesn't have any idea that it arrived. I find the timing interesting, because one of the things I did recently, and I was planning on doing it now, and I'm going to do it now, is on November 12th of 2015, I sent an email to my wife. At this point, there was actually dialogue, but it was censored dialogue. She had her brother, Jim, read the emails and only forward parts to her. You know, this is putting an intermediary. Anyway, there was a lot of issues around that in the first place. But, so this is obviously many years ago. And the subject was Gloria Jane and Kits, Believe Out Loud. It was in reference to a photo that I had received for my kids. It appears to be, and again, you know, there was the issue. It appears to be Gloria Jane, Walter, Susanna, and Zadok. But Gloria Jane was wearing a shirt. It was described as a tie-dye shirt. It is a rainbow shirt. And it has what you see is BOL. Later it was indicated it was BOLD, which is still part of Believe Out Loud. And of course, Believe Out Loud Daily. The point is, Believe Out Loud is a homosexual organization promoting Christianity with promoting homosexuality with sexuality within the Christian community. And I described that in some detail in the email. And my wife wanted to censor it from my kids. So we did go back and forth a bit on that. So what I've done is the photo is now online, and I'll give you the link. And my first email, the one I sent to my kids, is there. The purpose being is I'm not going to give the others unless my wife were to be willing to share that. But for the moment, I've read through that. I would correct a couple of minor words, but they're minor. But I stand in what was said. And this concerns me, especially the response. But I wanted to make sure that was there, and this is where I stand. Especially in reference to my Gloria Jane. Because, you know, like I wrote in the card, which will be on the wall, and yes, you can see the fourth row has started of return cards. Which, again, if I may remind you, it's against the law to return these cards because you're censoring traffic between, you're censoring mail between the dad and his kids, which is specifically against the law that my wife signed. But two other things. Saturday I went, you know, to the farmer's market as normal, and had a conversation with a gentleman that I've conversed now for a couple of years at least. And for whatever reason, it came up that I'm not with my wife. And I don't remember how it was said, but it was said that I'm not with her. I haven't seen her in 10 years. And this was a concern. You know, concern is an understatement. But his response to me was, love is a two-way street. And after I got home, I realized, no, it's not. Beyond question, no, it is not. because the two-way street idea implies that love requires the mutual aspect of it. That would be an obedience to Christ. That's true. But we're called to love our enemies. Love is not a two-way street. If I only love those that love me, I'm of the world, as Christ describes. I mean, I'm no different from the world. I'm not of the world. I'm no different than the world. If I'm a follower of Christ, I love those who I'm called to love, irrespective if they love me back. Who am I called to love? Leviticus 19. Love your neighbor as yourself. Why? Because I am the Lord, the next phrase. It's a command of God. And then, of course, we have the story of the Good Samaritan. You know, remember, Good Samaritan, that man, well, that man in that photo, after Christ told the story of the Good Samaritan, you know, he said, go and do it likewise. Because what was the description? Who is my neighbor? And then, of course, we do have the idea, you know, the related vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I'm not trying to retaliate against anybody, including my enemy. Because that's in the Lord's hands. So I'm called to love the people who are lovable, the people who love me back, and those that don't. Love is not a two-way street. My wife is loved by her husband, me. Obviously, that's not returned. That's clear. But irrespective of what she's done, she has my love. One other thing. I sent, because I'm in dialogue with several people, I sent an email with a link to Friday's voicemail to a party, and it bounced. And I said, okay, why did that happen? And I did some experimenting. And because of the fact that the emails hosted my show for Nexus, I have obviously the tools to see who, or what IP address access the site and when. And so I did some experiments, sent the email actually three times, and it was the link to the, because I had some images and whatnot, it was the link that caused the email to bounce, because I've actually had it bounce three times. And all three times, I can look at the log of what happened. There was a query from Amazon. So obviously it wasn't necessarily Amazon, but someone using a server at Amazon said, oh, here comes an email. Here's this link. Let me go check what this link is. And so that link was viewed. None of the images were viewed. You know, again, I have the tools to see this. So I looked in detail. Normally, I don't look in detail at all. But in this case, I had the details. I looked. The only thing that was looked at was the page, not the the linked images, not the linked video. But because of the fact that it has links external, for example, to the whatiswoman.com, I believe, or .org, whatever it is. It has a link to that. It had a link to a couple of BitChute videos and several YouTube videos. My assumption is at least one of those links was flagged as, here's a problem. You know, there are cases where it could be sometimes videos are marked as copyright restrictions or things of that nature. You know, I've had that done. The video I did on Habakkuk several years ago, it did go on YouTube, and it's marked as copyright copyright concern or whatnot. Not a violation because they didn't take it down, but it was noted. Because, again, they have the automated tools to look through your video and say, aha, I recognize, because I used part of, I think it was the backup one. No, it was the it was a backup video, but it was from that video, that movie, Fiddler on the Roof. I used part of that, you know, just a clip of the song because it was part of the message. But then, of course, I've had the video, the Kaiser Kurios video, that was taken down by YouTube as hate speech. And so that's different. I don't think that a link to something that may be a copyright claim would have caused the email to bounce. A link to something that'd be marked as hate speech might be. But obviously, the linked videos I have downloaded them. So because I download videos, I don't. but they were available. But so one of those links appears to be, and I've pondered going through the effort of putting up a dummy page in order to put the links individually to see if it's one of the particular links that would have caused this to bounce. But that's a lot of work. But the bottom line is, this is censorship. You know, it's like what I've recently talked about. If I were to give you the link to the it's a .onion site, so it's, you know, you get it via Tor to get to the site to allow you to buy a Javelin anti-tank missile or the Switchblade drones. You know, one missile's 30,000, the drones are only 4,000. So if you have pocket change, you might want to get one of those because they're available on the black market. I don't know about, you know, shipping from Ukraine and shipping. That might be an issue, isn't it? Anyway. But if I put that link in there, the fact that it might be censored. You can say, well, of course, we want to censor that because we don't want people to go out and buy arms, right? Or buy child pornography or promote terrorism. We want to stop that, right? But if your focus is, I want to stop the selling of arms or this terrible other stuff, that means I need an overlord to read my emails and make sure I don't say the wrong thing. It's, I am going to place myself under the authority of another man. You might recall somebody has pointed out that God gives man to be the literal overlord over the earth, plants and animals, but not over another man. So for the follower of Christ to say, oh, it's not good that people can buy Javelin anti-tank missiles, you know, because you might want to have one in your backyard, or buy people or body parts. Well, you can get that from, I won't go down the road. But, I mean, these horrible things are indeed out there. But if I put an overlord in place, I'm putting an authority over others. I don't have that right. Because what that does also, well, again, as I point out, it's in Matthew 20, I think, not so among you, about being overlords. So for the follower of Christ, and the excuse that, oh, but we can do it to the world, I'm sorry, we have nothing to do with that. You know, what do I have to do with judging the world? Outsiders. So it's with inside the assembly. But what's happening is I sent a link to an email, a link in an email that was censored. You know, and you know, it very offensive, wasn't it? Because obviously, you know, a link to what is a woman? What a horrible question, right? Or, you know, and obviously, some of the links, you know, father locked up for calling his son, his own daughter she, father in jail for calling his daughter she, Canadian father jailed for speaking out against biological daughter's gender transition. You know, these are obviously, that's hate speech, right? That's destructive. We need to prevent people from seeing that. Really? Really? You know, and again, in the What is a Woman video, it was the unidentified caller, and I made it very clear, Robert Hoagland. That was the caller, and these are links to videos. Some of them are direct interviews with him. I sent him an email today. We'll see what happens in that. The stuff is there. The images from, you know, images, a whole bunch of images, screen captures from the What is a Woman, because to grab the text. So you see that I'm, you know, quoting what he said. There is the answer to the What is the Woman question, which I have the picture of, but I'm not answering the question. I'm going to leave it for you to go watch the video because I recommend it. And I give you the link. Actually, two of them. One of them maybe, oh no, we can't do that. So that's there, but it was censored. And, you know, the timing I find fascinating. Because obviously, what is one of the several points of Shofar Nexus? To prevent censorship. So, I am actively pursuing, trying to find someone else to be the face of this, someone else to promote this, or someone else to help me, you know, buy the time to get the rest of the technology in place. I've had several conversations on that. And as I pointed out, I'm not going to stop till I'm stopped. Which fits, I think, very well. You know, because I quoted Mr. Hoagland. And when my child turns 25 and says, Dad, where were you? I was there. I was fighting as hard as I could. And then, of course, my line. When George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok turned 25, they need to know that their dad, me, was fighting as hard as I could so that we could be, quote, family again, quoting George. If it is wrong for me to strive to restore a family, show me why. If it is right for me to strive to restore a family, and you close off any of my attempts to do that, such as returning postcards against the law, it really does come down to the obvious. I mean, it should be blatantly obvious. I'm a follower of Christ. I believe I am going to stand before my Creator, and I have to give a response for why I did what I did. I'm going to have to be able to say, look, no, I'm sorry, this, a very long list, was sin. And seek his forgiveness, which he paid the price, and I've gone into that. But I'm also going to be able to say, I tried. I tried to reconcile my family. Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, you've got these cards too. and you've ignored them. You've got card after card after card. And just for reference, today's card went to Render Canes. It has the link to the videos because, and the plan is for Chris Bitterman tomorrow. Jim Cross was yesterday, and of course, my wife was the day before, Friday. Anyway, the images of the cards are online, kozlowska.org/promise. It's there. All these cards, again, printed for free because somebody in Tennessee understands. Kingsway Press, I recommend them. They understand. This is an effort to reconcile. The recipient who marked this as return to sender. Doesn't seem to understand love. It concerns me because I love that person intensely. Dorothy Jane, my wife, my lady. Today I went far more public. Tomorrow I intend to do even more. Join me, please, in an effort to reconcile in obedience to Christ. Help restore our family. Let our kids know that Christ, it's not Santa Christ, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not Santa Christ, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Share that with me as we present it to our kids. The truth. My lady, I love you and I want you back.